Well, how about that, guys? Thanks for sticking around now that the Haberdasher's done. I know that he's the real draw here, and I'm just a poor follow-up, sad second. But regardless, you're here with me, and we're going to get drunk together. It's going to be great. It's 1 o'clock here in Richmond, and you're listening to WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia, the official emergency broadcast outlet of the city. And you're home for Mother's Milk, 2 hours of songs about boozing it up. And we're going to get started with what I promised you last week. I said last week that I had inadvertently played a bunch of down-tempo Frank Turner stuff, so I was going to play some up-tempo Frank Turner stuff this week, and that's what we're doing. He's playing tomorrow night with Social Distortion and Lucero at, I think it's the 930 Club in D.C. I'm super bummed about how quickly it sold out, because before I really realized it was right around the corner, it was already too late to get tickets. But if you know anybody with pull up there at the 930, then you might consider checking out this show tomorrow night, because it's going to be the coolest show ever, or at least probably for the next, 6 months. I doubt it will be topped, minimum. But anyways, right, here's some Frank Turner. This is Imperfect Tense, which is my second favorite song off of Love, Ire, and Song, and is just awesome.
Naked and wretched and retching on a hotel bathroom floor. Somewhere in the city, 3 days not sleeping, not eating, not feeling good anymore. Don't you sweat and self-pity now. It's not a pretty sight. To say in my defense, I was in perfect tense. Used to have such balance, but I don't know where it went. So would you be my present sense? Breaking, I'm shaking, it's taking. A teacher of mine once told me that life was just a list of disappointments and defeats, and you could only do your best. And I said, well, that's a fucking cop-out. You're just washed up and you're tired, and when I get to your age, well, I won't be such a coward. But these days I sit at home, known to shout at my TV, and punk rock didn't live up to what I'd hoped that it could be. And all the things that I believed with all my heart when I was young are just coasters for beers and clean surfaces for drugs. And I packed all my pamphlets with my Bibles at the back of the shelf. Well, it was bad enough, the feeling. And the first time it hit when you realized your parents had let the world all go to shit. And that the values and ideals for which many had fought and died had been killed off in the committees and left to die by the wayside. But it was worse when we turned to the kids on the left and got let down again by some poor excuse or protest. Yeah, by idiot fucking hippies in 50 different factions who were locked inside some kind of 60s battle reenactment. And I hung up my banner in disgust and I head for the door. Oh, but once we were young and we enough to care, but I guess you live and learn. We won't make that mistake again, no. Oh, but surely just for one day, yeah, we could fight and we could win. And if only for a little while, we could insist on the impossible. Well, we've been a good few hours drinking, so I'm gonna say what everyone's thinking. If we're stuck on this ship and it's sinking, then we might as well have a parade. 'Cause if it's still gonna hurt in the morning, and our better plans yet to get forming, then where's the harm spending an evening in my to the streets, let's be 1905, but not 1917. Let's be heroes, let's be martyrs, let's be radical thinkers who never have to test drive the least of their dreams. Let's divide up the world into the damned and the saved, and then ride to the valley like the old Life Brigade, and straighten our backs and we won't be afraid, and they'll celebrate our deaths with a national parade. Let's refuse to live and learn. Let's make all our mistakes again, yes. And then, darling, just for one day, yeah, we can fight and we can win. But if only for a little while, we could insist on the impossible. Leave the morning to the morning. Yeah, pain can be killed with aspirin tablets and vitamin pills. But memories of hope and of glorious defeat are a little bit harder to beat. Let's inherit the earth, 'cause no one else is taking it. Come on, do your worst before the moment's past. Bedrooms across England and all the Western world. There's posters and there's magazines, but music isn't ours. 'Cause we write love songs in C and we do politics in G. We sing songs about our friends in E minor. So tear down the stars now and take up your guitars. And come on, folks, and try this at home. Let's stop waiting around for someone to patronize us. Let's hammer out a sound that speaks of where we've been. Forget about the head. The stupid skinny jeans, the snappies and the irony, the media fed stains. 'Cause we write love songs in C and we do politics in G. We sing songs about our friends in E minor. So tear down the stars now and take up your guitars. And come on, folks, and try this at home. Because the only thing that punk rock should ever really mean is not sitting round and waiting for the lights to go green. Doros are fucking different than who cares what you have to say. Because there's no such thing as rock stars, there's just people who play music. And some of them are just like us and some of them are dicks. So quick, turn off your stereo, pick up that pen and paper. Yeah, you can do much better than some skinny half-assed English country singer. 'Cause we write love songs in C and we do politics in G. We sing songs about our friends. So tear down the stars now and take up your guitars. And come on, folks, and try it.
So that was three from Frank Turner. Hope that you dug them. If you can't make it to the 9:30 tomorrow because they're sold out or because you just can't go, have no fear. Just for the record, he is playing here, almost very literally here, downstairs at the Camel on the 7th of November, which is also very exciting. That said, let's look at some more music coming around this week. There's a bunch of bands doing one-night-only tribute acts towards other bands, both on Friday and on Sunday. Friday at the Triple and Sunday at Strange Matter. I will, you can check the blog for which bands are playing where. A couple of them are playing both nights, and others are only playing one or the other. So, yeah, just check the blog, and I'll, it's not a recap, I'll cap what's going on as far as those shows. Here's a band by each of the songs, or a band, a song by each of the bands that's getting a tribute act playing their songs this weekend, that I know of. Starting with the Dicks. The song is called Off Duty Sailor. You got it right. We move tonight. It ain't no big deal. It's far from us. Aboard the bus. Got the gun and hit the hill. Back in the street. I feel the heat. Like a Texas summer. Look at the gun. Let's have some fun. Off Duty Sailor. I'm feeling lazy.
The finger to the King of England. We stole our country from the Indians. With God on our side and guns in our hand, took it for our own. Built a nation dedicated to liberty, justice and equality. Doesn't look that way to you, it doesn't look that way to me. Sickest joke I know. Listen up, man, I'll tell you who I am. Just another stupid American. You don't wanna listen, you don't wanna understand. So finish up your drink and go home. I come from the land of Ben Franklin.
sun. Straight to hell we go. Listen up, man, I'll tell you who I am. Just another stupid American. You don't wanna listen, you don't wanna understand. So finish up a drink and go home. Listen up, man, I'll tell you who I am. Just another stupid American. You don't wanna listen, you don't wanna understand. So finish up your drink and go home. Finish up your drink and go home.
And in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
I'll start drinking in middle school, and I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
Thanks to you, another tune. Thank you. Absinthe is the aphrodisiac of the self. The green fairy who lives in the absinthe wants your soul.
Roddy McDowell, British-born actor. Coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. Born in London in 1928, Roddy McDowell was a child actor, securing a role as the youngest son in Murder in the Family. Many British films would follow. Fleeing England during World War II, McDowell landed in Hollywood in 1940. At age 13, the film How Green Was My Valley made him a star. He followed with Lassie Come Home with child star Elizabeth Taylor, and in 1943, My Friend Flicka. Transitioning easily into adult roles, he played various chimpanzee characters in four Planet of the Apes movies, a dining room attendant in The Poseidon Adventure, and posed as his celebrity self on Hollywood squares. While never officially out, His sexual orientation was never used against him during his 60-plus years as a performer. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Justin Shire.
That was a long set because there's a lot of awesome tribute band slash cover action going on this weekend. In order of what you just heard, that was The Descendants doing American, Bad Religion doing Drunk Sincerity, NOFX doing Six Pack Girls, Motorhead with We Are the Road Crew, Blue Oyster Cult with Before the Kiss, A Red Cap, Murder City Devils with Rummed Whiskey, The Damned doing Absinthe, and that last track was obviously The Misfits doing Halloween. That was the only one that wasn't technically a drinking song, but it's a bunch of bands playing on Halloween and everything, so it seemed appropriate somehow. I'll put up the list of who's playing where in the next few minutes once I get a chance to get caught up on my bookkeeping up here at the radio station. This is Mother's Milk, 2 hours of songs all about booze, with the exception of a minute and 52 seconds devoted to the Misfits singing about Halloween. My apologies. Hopefully you'll bear with me. This next track is for Hobbs. This is More Chiba with Blood Like Lemonade.
stumbled out the room. I caught a cab, ran up a tab on 7th and Flower. Best recital I had to run. Missed my son's graduation. Punched a nickel bullet for taking his seat. He gets all that anger from me. Still things could be much worse. Natural disasters on the evening news. Another drink as long as I live. But even then, it sounds so soothing. This will blow over in time. This will all blow over in time.
Took 3 million. to read.
So I guess that'd be three dedications there. We started out with Morcheeba for Hobbs with Blood Like Lemonade off of the album of the same name. Then you heard from the Cold War Kids. That was for Katie. That track was called We Used to Vacation. That last one was The Clash with Midnight to Stevens. And I'm going to go ahead and throw that out to Periscope. Up next, we're going to go through the next four songs on our ongoing quest to finish listening to In Person at Carnegie Hall by the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Mackem in its entirety, four songs per week, so as to not offend any awful, ill-thought-out, evil legislation that might or might not be bad, I guess, since I think technically I'm not supposed to express political opinions on the air, because that would be abusing my position of authority. That would be awful. So, without further ado, here's some talking Clancy Brothers, followed by some singing Clancy Brothers. I think for the first time, most of these are going to be downers, so I do warn you about that. But they're good nonetheless, because it's the Clancy Brothers, and they're awesome. I'm going to have to interrupt it in about 6 minutes to say, what I have to say at the top of the hour. But until then, let's go.
A long way off. If you sort of draw in spiritually, at least we might. Spiritually, I said. If you fell off there, you'd never see blue eyes again. It was 1957, January 1st. It was a cold and stormy day on the border of Northern Ireland. There was a little band of men, called themselves members of the Irish Republican Army. And they went to they were going to take a small barracks up there and by force beat the British Empire. Unfortunately, there were Sten guns waiting for them in the windows of this barracks. Two of the men were riddled to death. One of them was a young lad named O'Hanlon, who was 16 years old. This song is about him. It was written by Dominic Behan about a month after the boy was killed. Come all you young rebels and list while I sing. For the love of one's country is a terrible thing. It banishes fear with the speed of a flame, and it makes us all part of the patriot game. My name is O'Hanlon, and I'm just gone 16. My home is in Monaghan, where I was weaned. I've learned all my life cruel England to blame, and so I'm a part patriot game. It's barely 2 years since I wandered away with a local battalion of the bold IRA. I'd read of our heroes, and I wanted the same, to play up my part in the patriot game. This island of ours has for long been half free. 6 counties are under John Bull's tyranny. So I gave up my boyhood to drill and to train, to play my own part in the patriot game. And now as I lie, my body all holds, I think of those traitors who bargained and sold. I wish that my rifle had given the same to those quislings who sold patriot game.
You're listening to 97.3 FM, WRIRLP, Richmond's independent radio.
Ages is high, but some inches to spare. That's the Stripped naked on high on the cross, with our heart pierced by traitors and slaves. Glorio, glorio to our brave sons who died for the cause of long downtrodden man.
Glorio to our Leinsters of Darlington.
Kelly the Boy from Killan, which is one of the most popular Irish nationalist songs in Ireland. All the children in school actually know it. And Irish nationalist songs go through all the spectrum of types of songs. You can hear funny nationalist songs, fast ones, slow ones, miserable ones, beautiful ones, every kind. But there's one particular one that is unique because it's about a Model T Ford car. It seems at one time the IRA needed some transportation to an ambush they were going to have. And the only available automobile was belonged to the local doctor, who was kind of an Englishman anyway. He was Dr. Johnson was his name. So they commandeered the car to take to the ambush. The song is Johnson's Motor Car.
Was down my Redigan's corner one morning night and straight. I met a fellow rebel and to me did say, we have orders from our captain to assemble at Dunbar. But how are we to get there without a motor car?
Oh, Barney, dear, we are good cheer, I'll tell you what we'll do.
Lovely,
the specials, they are plentiful, but the IRA are due. We'll send a wire to Johnson to meet us at Stranlar. And we give the boys a bloody good ride in Johnson's motor car.
Dr. Johnson heard the news, he soon put on his shoes. He said, this is an urgent case, there is no time to lose. He then put on his castor hat and on his breast a star. You could hear the din all through Glenfin of Johnson's motor car.
Ah, but when he got to the railway bridge, the rebels he saw there. Old Johnson knew the game was up, but Adam laid it stare. He said, I have a permit to travel near and far.
To hell with your English permit, we want your motor car. What will my loyal brethren think when they hear the news? My carriage has been commandeered by the rebels at Bunloose. We'll give you a receipt for it, all signed by Captain Barr. Come on, Ireland, get your freedom, boy, I'll get your motor car. I'll take for that car in motion and build up to the brim. With guns and bayonets shining, which made old Johnson grim. And Barney heist with a Sinn Féin flying another like a star. And we get great cheers for the IRA and Johnson.
When all beside a vigil keep, the West asleep, the West asleep. Alas, unwell may Erin weep, that Connaught lies in slumber deep. marks their garden chivalry. Sing, oh, let man learn liberty from crashing winds and lashing sea. For often in O'Connor's van to triumph taste each Connacht clan, and fleet as deer the Normans ran through Corsleaves Pass and Ardran. And later time saw deeds as brave for glory guards to land records grave. Sing, oh, they died their land to save at Achran slopes and Shannon's wave. And if when all a vigil keep, the West asleep, the West asleep, alas and well, may Erin weep, that Connacht lies in slumber deep. But hark, the voice they thunder speak, the West away, the West away. Sing, oh, let England wake. We'll watch till
my name's Tyler, and in 9 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, just at parties. But my parents won't start talking to me about it till high school.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
Thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
Play us the song that you wrote.
Well, don't you want to hear the instrumental piano version of Drunker Than Satan?
Yeah. But first, why don't you play us the song that you wrote?
Well, all right.
When I walk into the bar, all the fellers yell, there's Carl Dangers, ain't he swell? He's in a band with Horatio Lee Jenkins. Horatio Lee Jenkins, he outdrank Satan. He's my friend. You know that makes me awesome. Just because I'm different, people pick on me, but they always get their ass kicked by Horatio Lee Jenkins. He's my friend. Into the bar, all the fellers yell, there's Carl Dangers, ain't he swell? He's in a band with Horatio Lee Jenkins. Horatio Lee Jenkins, he outdrank Satan. He's my friend. You know that makes me awesome. Just because I'm different, people pick on me, but they always get their ass kicked. Horatio Lee Jenkins, he's my friend.
illegally drinking. The outbreak Satan, he's my friend. You know that makes me awesome. Just because I'm different, people pick on me, but they always get their ass kicked by Horatio Lee Jenkins.
Carl, now why don't you play the instrumental piano version of Drunker and Satan?
All right!
So that was Horatio Lee Jenkins off of his record, Drunker Than Satan. Before that, you heard four tracks off of the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Mackum in person at Carnegie Hall. Those tracks were A Patriot Game, Kelly the Boy from Kalan, Johnson's Motor Car, and The West's Awake. Up next, after a month-long hiatus, because I messed up and forgot to play Rum Doings, the last show of last month, we resume our regularly scheduled episode of Rum Doings. So the rest of the show is going to be two British guys making me laugh, and hopefully making you laugh too. Thanks for tuning in. Hope that you'll continue to listen and enjoy the delightful sounds of Nick Mailer and John Walker arguing about things and having fun accents.